Burden, Brother and Sister, J.A. St. Helena, California, January 12, 1908. Elder Burden, Loma Linda, California. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, I have just written a short letter to Elder Reaser. When a man exalts himself as Elder Reaser has done, he is in great peril. He is in danger of losing his soul, and the enemy will endeavor to take advantage of his influence and his capabilities and use them to deceive others and lead them into false paths. But I have been shown that if Elder Reaser will humble his heart and make a decided change in his attitude toward the work and toward his brethren, then we should come close to him to help him. It will not help him to treat him coldly. Let us not risk the chance of losing his soul, but let us help and strengthen him, and forgive as Christ forgives. Brother Reaser needs help. If he sees the changes he should make and casts away the false confidence he has had, putting his trust in the one who gave his life for men, he can have power to overcome. Elder Reaser is seeking to keep the better world in view, and he wants us to trust him. How tenderly my heart went out toward him as I read his letters. I desire to help him over this hard place. I believe that if we can tenderly help him at this time, that he will respond to our efforts in his behalf. I feel that we should not make it known to the churches that we feared he would have to resign his position. I would not take a step that would mar his life record. Let us try to help him to put his heart and soul and strength on the Lord's side for the upbuilding of his church. I would not willingly do anything that would show a spirit of coldness or lack of Christian forgiveness. I have told our brother where he has erred and that the Lord was grieved with his course of action. We have many dangers to encounter in our Christian experience, but that which seems to me would be the most serious error just now would be to withdraw from one who needs our help while struggling to get on safe footing. I have felt a deep yearning for the soul of Brother Reaser, and the mere thought that he may retain his position as president of the conference and work in unison with his brethren fills me with thankfulness. I shall rejoice greatly if he need not pass through the embarrassment of being separated from the work. I have sought no counsel in this matter, but the Lord's, and he has shown me that Brother Reaser, with the help and sympathy of his brethren, and working unitedly with them, can serve another year. Brethren Cottrell and Reaser should blend in their work and give you the help you must have in your sanitarium work. This the Lord calls them to do. Brother Reaser will have many difficulties to overcome, for he has misjudged the way in which the work of soul winning should be done. He will need now, more than ever before, faithful, sympathizing friends, those who will help him to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. He will be enabled to do this if he will allow his heart to be worked by the Holy Spirit of God. And we are to watch, not only this soul, but other souls that may have been in the wrong way, and help them to place their feet in the right way. With the help of his brethren, Brother Reaser may learn his lesson and find the path that Jesus traveled and become a representative of him. Let Brother Reaser help you in every possible way, and seek to strengthen him in every right purpose. Tell him the Lord says, "Be not discouraged, for I am thy God." Isaiah 41, verse 10. When I think of any other course being taken, I am filled with sorrow. Christ would have us united in Christian fellowship, a tie more binding than the ties of human kinship. Let us take our stand on a higher platform. Christ has pledged himself to work for us if we will take hold of him by faith. Jesus does not willingly give sorrow to a single soul. Let us learn of him how to manifest a tender affection. His promises will never fail, In him, we have an unchanging friend. Let us now take hold to glorify, not self, but Christ. Then the light of his presence will shine upon us, illuminating all the way. I am very desirous, Brother Burden, that you should help Elder Reeser wherever you can. As he shall come into right relation to God, you will be encouraged to help him in many ways. If Brother Reeser will come into harmony with the work, he can be a help to you, and you to him. There are many who have received wrong impressions. There are many church members who need to feel the converting power of God upon mind and heart and character. There are many in Los Angeles who, if they would move out of the city and find homes in more retired places, would have an experience of a higher character. There is a great work to be done for the city of Los Angeles.